I'm from Pakistan. I was working as a electrician there, and when I came here, I came in Ryfield first, started a job in cotton factory, then partly one or two more places, silk factory, railways, then went in transport. One day I saw the vacancies on the bus station for conductors, so I thought why shouldn't I apply for it? There was a better job. So I put an application. They said, okay, we'll write you. And in a few days, I got a letter, very, very briefly, in one line, that, sorry, your application is not successful.
And what year was this? It was just shortly after you arrived in 1961.
It was in 1967. I waited for a few days. Then I went again. I put another application. And same, the lady on the reception, she said, same, leave it here and we'll send you, write you back. I said, no, I want you, yes or no, here. They say, she can't tell what it is. So I thought, why better I have my application back. She brought back. Why, it's, my application looked like it was picked out from the bin. So I came back. I was sure they won't give me that. I went to the Citizen Advice Bureau, and there was an Indian doctor. I told him about it. He telephoned to the management, and management replied that we don't think the Asian person may success on this job because these are very responsible public service. They might not do it. The doctor said, I still remember those sentence. He said, I am a doctor and I am an Indian. So if I can do a medical profession, why another person can't do a conductor job? Is it that qualified or more important job? So I think he has not much excuse to deny it, but he didn't give any reason for it. One day we were sat all friends together and we were discussing about this. That time was election time. I think it was the Labour Party workers, they came for votes, etc. We told them, this semi-government company, if they don't do discrimination with us, why you think you expect a vote from the Asian people? They said you shouldn't do that. Then a few days later, Conservative Party's people came, and we told them same. He said they shouldn't do any discrimination. We will check it, you know. So I think they contacted with the management, and management told them there are problem with the union. It's a closed shop. So they had a chat, I think, with the union leaders, and the union, they explained to them this is difficult. We can't refuse. And that time also, all media, Bombay Express was the main paper. At that time, there were no telegraph. It was a few days came headlines in front page, racial discrimination, big headlines.
Were they apologetic about it, or was it just quite matter of fact that they were just declaring this as their kind of generic policy in the area?
They were not apologetic, but I think that was their problem. They couldn't annoy their members. There were a lot of pressure of their members. They couldn't face their members' demand. So they promised, false promise, but they did to the workers that they only start four persons. After, there won't be any more Asians. So they agreed on it.
A minimum of 4%.
Minimum four. Minimum, not 4%, four person.
For
four
Asian
people,
people is what they agreed on within
yeah,
the organization.
So they agreed on it. These things are told me later on by my driver, you know, who was an English person there. He told me that's what they promised.
The union members they were representing, they were white British local workers.
Yeah, that's right. So we started, and when I finished my training, first day when I started with my own job with the driver, he didn't say anything, but later time, after an hour or two, he refused to work with me.
This was a colleague,
a
supposedly.
colleague, English person. So I told him, also, if you don't like to work with me, tell to the management.
So after you overcame that challenge, the obstacle of them effectively telling you they didn't think you could do the job because you were an Asian man, you were the first Asian man to be appointed to the organisation, but you then had to presumably endure a lot of discrimination and these kinds of attitudes among some of the white British people you were working with. What was that like?
Later on, it was very, very good relations. When they got me here, we sat together to work with them. They found there were a lot of misunderstanding about Asian peoples. So they were very friendly, very cooperative. They were very, very good. I had a very good experience after that.
The Race Relations Act was introduced around this time. You started working for the organisation. Yeah. So it was something of a sea change in attitudes, I suppose, towards people from minority ethnic backgrounds. Is that something you felt part of at that time? I mean, in a way, you were kind of blazing a trail, really, weren't you? But were you aware of that at the time?
So after the Race Relations Act came, before there are a lot of things we couldn't do it, like factories, etc. There was posters. There are vacancies, but not for black. But after, it was gone. Probably, I think, the British peoples, very law-abiding peoples, in my life's experience, I have been almost more than half countries in Europe, even USA. I found that Britain is the best country for race relations.